Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning, Marcus.
Good
great,
morning.
Great mental health segment. This is going to be something powerful. I appreciate you for coming on and doing this and actually giving your time and energy to bring awareness to the trauma that we deal with as a culture with mental health, et cetera. Now I'm going to go into my mindset Monday. My mindset Monday is going to be a little different this time. I'm going to have a transparent moment where I reveal some things that I endured on this past weekend and how I govern my mindset to overcome these challenges. My particular weekend was challenging, from dealing with certain things that I had to overcome to making decisions, so forth and so on. And the way I actually overcame this particular obstacle was a situation happened with me and my goddaughter on the way home on Sunday night. We had a tire blowout. And before the tire blowout, we was having a conversation where I was just letting her talk. And when the tire blew out, I called AAA because I didn't have my jack in my vehicle, and it took them 5 hours to get there. So normally, I'm upset, I'm impatient, but I took the opportunity to modify my mindset to change the trajectory of what I was trying to get and learn from this particular lesson, right? Mm-hmm. So the conversation that I'm going to speak to you about is education from 11-year-old to a certified life coach. So she taught me. So I'm going to give you some of the nuggets she taught me. The first nugget she gave me during the course of this 5 hours, she said, a lot of people are either blind, deaf, or dumb. And I was like, baby, why you say people blind, deaf, or dumb? Everybody can see, everybody can hear, and everybody can see. She was like, no, it's what they let in. A lot of people are blind because the only thing they see is negativity. They never see the positive in anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are dumb because the only thing they do is take in information that's contradictory to where they're trying to go in their life. And a lot of people can't actually see because they only want to sit back and listen to negative connotations of what goes on in this life, and instead of listening to things in their ear gate that shifts their trajectory as it relates to positive outcomes and circumstances. Blew my mind. Blew my mind.
That's strong.
Never heard anyone say this is coming from an 11-year-old. That's the reason I said this is conversation between a life coach and an 11-year-old. So then we're continuing to speak, right? And she asked me a question. So it's like we're debating. And she was like, so how do you view the haters? I was like, I'll tell you my view on it once you tell me yours. She was like, I view the haters like this. I don't call them haters. I call them supporters. I call them supporters because if you're not doing anything worth hating on, then why are you being hated? Blew my mind. This is an 11-year-old. These are not my words either, people. I am quoting her verbatim.
Wow.
So then I tell her after that, I was like, you know, I adopted that concept as well, because my thing is, say you have a group of friends and something traumatic happens to you. Most people only are concerned about the fact that their friends didn't show up for them, or only a certain amount of friends showed up for them. Mm-hmm. But what if you strip the title and you address the situation in the format in which it was handled? Example. I expect my friends to do exactly what I expect them to do. So with that being said, if you go into it not expecting anything, then you're only going to uplift the people who were there for you. And you're not going to even see the people who were not there for you, because they will X themselves out by default because you didn't put a stipulation on them. You allowed them to be who they are. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And so finally, we merge off into the conversation, and you know, she speaks, and we're speaking about the fact that it's been 5 hours since AAA has came, and this is what she ended with. She said, you know, Uncle Jarvis, you know, he who angers you controls you, and when you put someone in a position that they don't deserve to be in, that leaves you the ability to be upset. Those are my words exactly. Verbatim, word for word. And the thing is, when she said it to me, I just looked at her. And it made me think about, we don't realize the impact that we have on our friends and family when it comes to how we view them and what we do for them. So with that being said, my brother, who is her uncle, took into consideration what I told him over 20 years ago, and it's coming out through his daughter. In my mind, the best things he could have ever gave me as a friend was the fact that his daughter has some nuggets that I gave him, and he embraced it and lived by it. And I actually got to witness that happen in a situation where we should have been upset. It was 12 in the morning. It was 5 o'clock in the morning by the time we left. I never called anyone. Everybody, why you didn't call? Because I was having a conversation with an 11-year-old that superseded anyone coming to save us, anyone coming to wonder why. We was really, really sharing thoughts of passion and purpose. And it made me really think about the things that, the why I do what I do. The why I do what I do is because of things like that. Money can't buy that.
No, not at all.
It's nothing. Mm-hmm. It's no monetary gain I can get from that. That is all fulfillment from what I... So I want everyone to, with this Mindset Monday, take the opportunity when you have a moment to allow yourself the ability to take some nuggets of information from someone who you may or may not see as the right individual to pass. Because I would have never thought I would have been getting advice from an 11-year-old.
Yeah. I feel you.
Never. But I'm confident enough in who I am to be able to realize the situation at hand and shift my mindset to repurpose my energy to reach its full potential. And that is the whole concept of this mindset. Marcus just talked about self-medicate. I self-medicate on positive energy. That's my self-medication. I OD on positive energy because I know how difficult it is to be able to meander throughout this preposterous society and not allow yourself to not be blind, deaf, or dumb.
Man.
So I focus on what I listen to, who I'm talking to, see what I hear, because I'm already fully aware of, like, negativity is the thing that sells now. Like, people... I shared a post maybe a week ago from, I forget his name. He was like, black people sell trauma. That is a fact.
Yeah.
We got to repurpose this whole mindset and start to get back to the ground roots of why we are who we are and the whys behind why we do what we do, and go back to the drawing board and come back with a better level of schematic to approach and attack what we are currently experiencing. That's the reason it's so powerful that Marcus is on here on Monday talking about mental health, because it's things with mental health that supersede a conversation. A lot of those things are medical. A lot of those things, really, a person is really sick. We'll never understand that if no one ever communicates that to us and explain to us the details and the breakdown and why your brain do this and why it don't do that. It'll never happen until we actually have that conversation, which is the reason why I like when you open up your segment and you say, let's have the conversation, because that's the most important part, the conversation. And I wanted to tie those two things up this morning, because sometimes it all starts with a conversation and it can change the trajectory of your life. That's my Mindset Monday. I wish all of you a powerful Monday. I hope all of you repurpose your energy and change your mindset, no matter if you have to get it from an 11-year-old or a 101-year-old grown individual. Please take the time to be intentional about shifting your paradigm when it comes to seeing things for what they really are. My Mindset Monday.
Let me tell you something. That's as powerful as it gets right there. That is as powerful as it gets. And I had the pleasure of meeting her this past weekend, this past Saturday at this 7th Symposium. And that Seven Symposium was amazing as well. So I want to shout you out on that. That two hours, and I think that conversation could have lasted three, the way that dynamic just worked out. Once again, shouts to the Plush Lab, Janice, for coming through, and also to Koya from Incline Tax Services, also coming through. And, you know, we still had conversation after all of that was said and done, and just the fact that, you know, she was dynamic in what she, even just what she said during the Seven Symposium, that you were destined to be put into that position, albeit a compromising position, because it's a tire, but you had in AAA, something that you really can't control, took a long time to get to you, to get you on your way. You needed that conversation. You needed that lengthy conversation with her. And it was an eye opener.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Because I think had you just took her home,
she was going home with me.
Oh, she was going home with you. Going to your house.
She's spending the week with me. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's right.
Daddy daycare. It's spring break.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah, daddy daycare at my house.
Well, hey, look.
But look, you brought that out, right? That part is not important when it comes to why we do what we do, because we're supposed to be fathers. We're supposed to be brothers, sisters, husbands. That is what we're supposed to
exactly.
do. So that part is not even important. But just adding that part in, like, I got a house full of kids. Like, spring break is we're going to Jarvis' house. Because they know that I'm going to require them to carry themselves in a certain, govern themselves in a certain way, speak in a certain way, do things in a certain way. And kids want to be disciplined and taught.
Yes.
They want that. And I absolutely love it. I love being a life coach. I love being a father. I love it all. Like, it gives me energy. I'm in my happy place right now. When I get off work and see 4, 5, 6 kids in my house, I love it.
Yeah. It builds up that energy. See, a lot of people, and Marcus, you can speak to this, because, and I wanted to bring you in for a reason on this. A lot of people's mindset when it comes to having kids in their house, especially more than 2, 3, 4, they don't see it as a point where they can really connect and better connect with the youth. You see what I mean? Everybody complains every now and then. Oh man, I got these kids. I gotta take care of their kids and their kids and their kids. Why do people think of it like that?
Children, let me first say that children, we connect with, we it's important to connect with children, because they're a life source.
Mm-hmm.
We get so busy in our lives doing adulting. You know, we take things too serious. You know, we get so stressed out. You know, there's this disorder called an adjustment disorder, which causes, like, situations. It's a situation that causes stress. I believe that we all actually go through that disorder. Like, I believe everybody goes through that when you become an adult. But I say that to say, you know, we get to the point, you know, when we, it's time to see children, and then we get so upset, you know, even in my field, you know, people find it difficult to, you know, people prefer not to treat children just because of the difficulty that they may present, but it's all in people's mindset of the difficulty that they may present, but not what they can impart. See, children are life, and they're a connection to life, because they're so bubbly, they're innocent. You know, when children become to a certain point where they're angry or upset, it's just because we did it as adults. Like, we messed them up. Like, that's they didn't come here, you know, and come out of the womb upset. It's just what we did, you know. So we've imparted you know, there's a lot of times when we impart that negative aspect, and that's why they grow up, you know, and become adults and things go wrong, you know. And so a lot of us adults only look at the negative part of it and not the positive part, that their life, they're fun, they laugh, they're enjoyable, and we don't pull out the positive aspect of it. But if you look at it, not that people don't just do that with kids, they do that, you know, a lot of times we do that in our lives, right? We're so prone to being looking at the negative aspects of things and the worst thing that can actually possibly happen, instead of looking at what if this does work, what if it does succeed, you know, what if it does turn out well for me.
See, and that's what I'm saying. It's about mindset trajectory and shifting that, because having kids in your home, you got to think it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. And I like the fact that Coach said that, hey, when I walk in the door and I see four or five kids running around, I'm happy. That it's a energy. It's a different kind of energy. And also you're basically pushing your energy to them, because now they want to follow what you're doing. They want to be in your space. They want to act right for you. They want to be disciplined, as he just said. They want to be disciplined. They want to be taught something. But if they're in a space where they know you're not going to teach them anything, or you're not going to pay any attention to them, that's when things start going wild. And that's why people have that innate thought, and they have that thought that things are going to go wrong. That people can't think like that. People cannot think like that, because in Coach's case, you could learn something from a child. Doesn't matter what age they are, you could learn something. Whether they can communicate it spoken or they communicate it unspoken, if you listen and take the time to listen, you can learn something about even yourself.
You know, I just wanted to comment real quick. You know, I was, you know, as Coach was saying, you know, find somebody to impart a nugget. You know, nuggets create mindsets. What is a mindset? A mindset is an established set of attitudes. And so when you talk about our attitudes and our processing, you know, the way we process things over time, right? Everything starts out with a thought. You never feel without a thought. A thought always comes first before an emotion. We just focus so much on emotions, right? Because that's what we're feeling at that time. And that's the energy that actually drives our behavior. But it's the thought that initially triggers that emotion. If you had a set of established attitudes, right, of positivity, right? Because the established set of attitudes is the mindset. If you had the mindset, your initial thought, right, which is triggered by an activating event, that initial thought would develop a positive process and go into your and tap into your emotion. There may still be, right, an angry emotion, because there's nothing wrong with anger until it gets to behavior. But when it gets to the point of behavior, you'll be able to process that angry emotion. You'll be able to control it and hone in that emotion. I'll never tell you not to feel or tell you what you can feel, because feelings is what we own. But having the right mindset could prevent you engaging or presenting to the world in self-defeating behaviors.
That's what I'm talking about. Mindset. This is Mental Health and Mindset Mondays, and that's how we get down. So, Coach, tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and book.
Oh, you can find me and follow me at Passion Purpose Coaching on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and you can also go to the website, passionpurpose.com, and book a Discover call. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a powerful rest of your day, and let's continue to work on not only our mental health, but our mindset.